amen and amen. After all of that, I'm sure you feel the love. Amen? Amen. It's so good to see each and every one of you in the house of the Lord. And we are just excited about what God is going to do. And I don't know about you, but I am excited about the gift I have brought for the Lord. I've come to give him praise and give him glory and give him worship. The Bible says, bless the Lord. A lot of people come for a blessing, but the Bible says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You all know on last Saturday evening, we had such a good time here at the all-night prayer meeting. The power of God was in this place, and I believe we were so in the flow. The amount of people that came through in need of prayer, and we were able to minister to them, that was nobody but Jesus. Amen. It was so wonderful, and I know that we are moving forward, and we always said we're moving forward how? On our knees, and God is showing us that, and I am just excited about the wonderful works that God is doing through and to Imani. Amen? Amen. Amen. Just a few announcements. When you came in, I know you got a packet. I'm sure you got your Juneteenth flyer. Amen. And when you see that, it's not only for your information, but that is for you to pass on. Amen. Amen. Also, there is a sheet. It was a front and back sheet. I need everybody to take some time and fill this sheet out. On the one side, it says congrats to our graduates. And we want to know who all of the graduates are. And so if you would fill out your information, if you're a graduate or a parent of a graduate or something close, and you know of a graduate that should be here but is not here this week, then please take the time and fill this part out. Amen? Are there any graduates in the house today? Stand to your feet if you are a graduate. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And so I want to make sure you fill out your graduate form because we're going to do something to honor you. Amen? Amen. And on the other side, it says, now, can you help us out? We need some help with the Juneteenth because this is not just a good idea. This is a God idea. It's a God-sized project. And we need all hands on deck. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so we need everyone to prayerfully consider how you want to contribute to Juneteenth. We need people that will help us prepare postcards this Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. We're going to do a bulk mailing. We're going to be sending out 4,000 of these cards in the mail to the people in Moreno Valley. But now all 4,000 of those postcards need mailing labels. And that's why we need all 4,000 of those fingers out there to be here on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So we're going to just have us, I will call it a stuffing party. We're going to have a labeling party. Amen? And so if you would make arrangements to join us, we would appreciate that. And make sure you indicate that on this sheet. And please put a cell phone number or an email address. Because if something changes, we don't have them yet. They're supposed to come in on Monday. But if for some reason they don't get here, I want to be able to communicate to everybody if we have to push it up or something, okay? Amen. The next way you can participate is to be a volunteer. We need people to man booths. We need people to set up. We need people to take down. We need people to clean up. We need people to straighten up. We need people to do hang up. We need people to do all kinds of things. And so if you are willing to be a volunteer, then check that. Some of you may be willing to pass out flyers to go to some grocery stores, to go to some different places. So then check that one. Some of you are willing, and I really need you to be willing. We have some posters, and you might be willing to go to the laundromat, the WIC office, to your cleaners, to your favorite pizza joint, wherever, and ask them, can you post this poster in their window so that as people come in, they can know about it. And so if that's you, you know what to do. Check it, check it, check it. Many of you may have some Easy Up canopies that you are willing to lend us. amen, for this event, for some of our booths, so that we don't wear out the patience of the saints being out in the hot sun. So some of our booths, we would need some canopies. If you have one and you are willing to let the church use it for that day, then please check that. Maybe you just want to bless the church and you want to buy a 10 by 10 or larger canopy and donate it to the church. Then let us know that that's your desire on this sheet. Amen? Amen. And if the Lord has laid on your heart another way to be a blessing or two ways, you have the opportunity to write those two things down also. And I want you all to know that this is not just about putting up flyers or putting up posters, but this could be life and death for some people. Because being here, they will run into the power of the Most High God. Many of them will also learn habits and get information that literally may mean life and death, because they don't know how to cook properly, because they're dying of diabetes, and now they are now learning new ways to live. You could be saving somebody's life. So don't just think this is a cute little piece of paper, but this could be life and death, and you don't know who it's for, so give it to everybody you see. Amen? Amen. Amen. God is going to do something miraculous. And so we are praying every single day when we pray for our four things, that one, that God would make at least one friend of God every single week. Amen. That we would be filled with faith and no doubt, that we would be filled with the Holy Ghost, and that in 5 years our mortgage would be paid off, as we pray for those things daily. And we are praying for those things daily, right? Amen. Amen. We also want to pray that the Holy Spirit fills and hovers over this property, so that when people come on the property, that they are smacked by the Spirit of God. Now, they thought they came to jump on the jumpers, but they found life and health and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so that's not even something we can legislate, plan, rent out, or hire somebody to do. But we can pray that the great God Almighty would be here in full force. Amen? Amen? And so continue to keep that in prayer. That being said, let us continue to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
I want to remind you to pray for two people, Mark and Roxanne. And Mark specifically asked me to pray for you. to ask you to pray for him. You see, Mark has cancer of the tongue, and they removed his tongue, so his words are very guttural. Pray for me. On the flip side, may I remind you that you are abundantly blessed. Blessed beyond belief. Do you know you have more clothes than you really need? More shoes than you need? Do you know you have more blood than you need? Do you know that God has literally immersed you in abundance? There is oxygen all around. All you do is for free. You're blessed. And there are others who are not so blessed. So whenever you feel a little distressed, remember that you are blessed. And God seemed to have a problem. He doesn't know how to half bless. He says he will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there would not be room enough to receive it. And I want to remind you this morning that if you think you have nothing to pray for, nothing to be thankful for, that you are abundantly blessed. Let us bow our heads. Oh, great God of the universe, thou who controls the heavens and move and provide everything for us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for all the things that you have done. You have given us enough to eat, enough to wear. You have placed us in this country that has everything that we need. Oh, Heavenly Father, our hearts swell with thankfulness to you. We want to thank you for the privilege, Heavenly Father, to be in your service on your day in our right minds, being able to think and know where we are, because we don't take that for granted, Heavenly Father. There are those with Alzheimer's. They don't know where they are. They don't know who their relatives are. But today we want to thank you because you have blessed us specifically and individually that we can thank you. We pray this morning for Mark, Heavenly Father. They have done, the doctors have done all that they can do. And he asked that I bring him to you, Heavenly Father. We cannot bless. Oh, Heavenly Father, do like you did when Jesus was here. Just say the word. Touch his tongue. Heal him of his disease if it be your will. And at the same time, Heavenly Father, energize our minds that we will use these tongues that we have to sing your praise and your glory, no matter how the note comes out. Oh, Heavenly Father, fill our hearts with thankfulness that we'll be grateful for all the things we have, just being alive, Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for making us a member of this church. Oh, Heavenly Father, may your Holy Spirit find lodgment in our hearts. Tame the sin and the anger that's within us, and let joy and gladness come forth, that out of the abundance that we have, we will bless others, even with words of kindness and thankfulness. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for health. In Jesus' most holy name, amen.
We can all praise him together, but worship is a personal experience. Worship is when you tell him what you really feel, where you really are, and you just thank him for everything that he's done for you, even the good, the bad, the rough, the ups, the things you don't understand. So I came to worship today because I know that God is going to do something for me. I have a family member that's very close to me, and I'm not understanding. And I had to tell him, God, I just don't understand this. But in his sovereign, in his omniscience, in his omnipresence, God is going to take care of it. So I came to worship. And I invite you to worship. And those things that you've been dealing with, those things that you just don't have an answer to, worship. And God will change your atmosphere. And I believe that. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether you're my God. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say you're my God. You're altogether worthy, altogether lovely, altogether wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to me. Can you help me say, here I am to worship. Here I am.
You're my God. You're all together.
worship him.
Here I am to
come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship him.
Church, we're going to sing for you today The Presence of the Lord. It's a remix by Kurt Carr, and we are just excited at our guest lead today. We're just tripping over ourselves that our guest lead soloist today. Pastor Dr. David Richardson.
Amen, somebody. Can we go for just a moment? This is the Kurt Carr remix. One, two, three. Let all. Praise him now. Imani, let's sing this song together. Here we go, everybody. Can I get a witness? The presence of the Lord is here. Come on now. I said the presence of the Lord. Come on. Does anybody need a blessing? Does anybody need a blessing in here? The blessing of the Lord is here. Come on now. Yes. Come on now, Imani. Come on. it's my time. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to break this thing down. I want you to high five three people and tell them, don't you know it's my time? Come on now, choir. Break it down. Now, tell somebody else, it's my time. Yes, I'm not waiting. Yes, come on now. It's my time. I'm not waiting. I can't wait. Yes, I can't wait.